A View on Stewardship. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals on the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. This passage from the Old Testament raises many questions, e.g., are there fish not of the sea? And if there are, do we get dominion over them too? I.e., is it our job to put them back in the water? And what about freshwater fish? Who's dealing with trout? Or do they come under the heading wild animals? And if so, why didn't God just say wild animals at the beginning and tighten up the whole bit? Plus, who's handling cats? Like much in the good book, it's unclear how much of this thing is our fault and how much the big guy should shoulder. This verse is also used to justify the idea that, in brackets, woe, man, has a duty of care to the earth and the creatures thereon, slash in, slash above. We are stewards of the world. We should take care of it. But read the passage again. It doesn't talk of stewardship. It talks of dominion. As far as I'm concerned, this here's our pool party. We can do whatever the flip we want. If we want to lay a log in the lagoon, pad a prop, see if my monograph pools a new approach. This is one of the things you're really missing out on if you don't get the text version, because that monograph is spelt P-O-O, poo, then brackets, L-S, close brackets. So when you read it's really pleasing. I have absolutely no qualms about the supposedly large quantities of fossil fuels used in aviation. What are we meant to do with all this oil? Leave it unburnt? That oil is for us. We should enjoy it. If God didn't want us to burn fossil fuel, he wouldn't have allowed a layer of mud to form over dead animals and plants at the bottom of the ocean and subjected them to heat and pressure over many millennia. Stewardship is about taking care of something. You might steward an elderly relative into a rest home. You might steward or siphon the capital released from selling an elderly relative's home into, e.g., your secret family. But we should no more steward the earth than we should steward those weaker than us. They'll only drag us into the mud, and it will take an eon before we can be successfully converted into lovely, easy-burning oil. By contrast, cabin crew should steward. They are stewards. An air stewardess is a surrogate mother and, like our real mothers, should ensure our seat belts are on over our blankets and that we keep them visible when we're asleep. She should, like our mothers, offer us a selection of hot and cold snacks and be prepared to take card payments. Finally, when we leave, they, like our mothers, should remove and, if necessary, destroy everything we've left behind. There is a parable about stewardship that is worth careful consideration within this context. We find it in chapter 16 of Luke's Gospel. Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do so that, when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.' So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?'
900 gallons of olive oil, he replied.
The manager told him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450. Then he asked the second, 'And how much do you owe?'
1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied.
He told him, 'Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use your worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone,
you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will be dishonest with much. So, if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. I related strongly to this piece of scripture. I too am not strong enough to dig and am easily tempted by discounts. But if you can't serve two masters, to which Cone brother should I address my comments? And how come there's 50% off olive oil but only 20% off wheat? Also, why is this guy getting through so much olive oil? You should just lightly coat the bottom of the pan. It's also unclear whether eternal dwellings refers to leasehold or freehold properties. But the passage is clear in encouraging us to buy friendships. We soon realize that no one truly rich, i.e. $10 million plus in liquid assets, is without friends. The only way to have prevented Donald Trump's election would have been to bankrupt him, but he has too many bushels. That tangerine man's lousy with bushels. Scriptural commentators suggest that this parable is an injunction to be as shrewd in spiritual matters as the worldly are shrewd in material matters, but maybe these people should stay out of retail. If a man goes into Waitrose and they're out of bone broth, shit's going to get real, real fast. When a man's screaming the aisles, are they going to be spiritually shrewd, or are they going to restock? By logical inference, Ryanair is certainly the most spiritual of airlines. With commendable consistency, they demonstrate their commitment to serving something other than mere people. But will Ted Stewart be able to serve Donna's needs, or will he be the Ryanair of love interests?